I'm a company man, I do it all for the brand. I give my blood to the job and I give my love to the fans. Really spec from the jump, never no check in advance. And at the end of the month, I'm a company man, I do it all for the brand. I give my blood to the job and I give my love to the fans. Really spec from the jump, never no check in advance. And at the end of the month, I earn a check in my hand.
Nothing given, you gotta take it. I put my career first, I put years in a recipe. Now I gotta make it, cook it.
We're gonna have somebody we know set an accidental fire at Ski's place, so it'll burn down his yard, his bushes, and the tree that drops those fucking spike things that's in his yard. It's like his one shade tree, and it fucking drops those things. That's a worthless tree, Ski.
It's huge too. It's dropped multiple branches on my house during the snowstorms too.
Yeah. Get that insurance money, G.
Right.
And then we were talking about the Ohio State or the Big Ten dropping their non-con games. So I guess we can just start talking about it. Ski's point was it's like ridiculous that they schedule that far in advance. And we were talking about how much it's going to mess up mess up future schedules, or like, do they even try to reschedule this? Like, do they keep the game at Ohio State next year? I guess you do, but then when does
Fuck that.
Okay.
No. Oregon is at I'm not going to say Oregon's like tier one Alabama, Clemson or anything like that.
Sure.
But they're at a level where they don't do – They're not doing the one trip with no return. Fuck that. Oregon State did that to Columbus like 2 years ago and gave up like 80 points.
Yeah.
Not that Oregon would give up 80.
My point was, do they reschedule it to later? Like, but when do you reschedule that? Because they've been scheduling so far ahead in schedules that there's not really a fucking opening at this point. Or are you just like in a future schedule, you're like, you know what? You know, fucking Eastern Washington.
Yeah, don't we have some games with Georgia coming up? It's like, all those years there's good teams stacked. We're not going to go Ohio State and another like non-con that we've already scheduled in advance. It's a good team. It's like, fuck that too.
I think they have Texas A&M later too.
Yeah.
So in 2022, do you really want them to kick out like San Jose State so they can go versus Georgia in Atlanta,
exactly,
and then host Ohio State?
First off, great,
nope,
great, like,
nope,
great neutral site fucking game there.
The worst,
right?
And they scheduled that like 2 years ago.
It's the dumbest thing.
Every single preseason Pac-12 game where they play that like that focus game, that featured game, first game of the season at fucking Jerry's World is a joke. Like that's not a neutral site because they're inevitably playing like an ACC or an SEC team, and that's their fucking backyard and their fan base. Like those games are a joke.
Agreed. But the thing is we have to just get used to those neutral site games.
Maybe actually win one of them every once in a while.
If Oregon had beaten LSU or Auburn, we'd probably like them a little bit more than we do now.
Mm-hmm.
But They're here to stay. They're not going anywhere. And especially now with the new
– play that shit in Vegas, though.
Well, yeah, with the Raiders stadium in Vegas and then the Rams and Chargers stadium in Inglewood.
Yep.
They're a thing now. And now they'll start coming more west. And so my solution to this game and Eugene being dropped is just scrub the trip to Columbus next year. Just
It's
not happening. There's going to be a contract shift, and next year they open the season at that Rams and Chargers stadium in Inglewood, and they just
– In front of 25,000 people?
Ohio State would pack that shit.
It's
the easiest way because we're dealing with, contracts at this point.
Yeah, money's so involved now, so people care.
Just scrub it, and they play in that stadium – And they just kind of, they really play up the whole, it's the return of college football. You got the linchpin in the Big Ten, the bell cow in the Pac-12. You're playing in L.A. They do the Rinaldi, really dopey, and here is the return to Southern California. We're in winter, you know, and they do the panorama thing from the Rose Bowl all the way down to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. I think that's the easiest way to do it.
Year two of Tyler Shuck.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I'm on board. But by the way, this move by the Big Ten is gonna be a domino effect. I mean, you know, people like to say, and I said it yesterday too, that the Ivy League kind of led the way here because they canceled all their fall sports, but they're also not like a scholarship entity. Like they're like the people who play on their teams are paying like to go there. Like they're not in the same league as the Big Ten, canceling all their conference games. Again, they're not going to play college football like in September. Like they're not going to play college football in September. Nobody is. Like so we need to stop acting like they are.
So is the, you know, we're not playing out of conference games. Is that just to give them like extra weeks to like try to make it happen?
Mm-hmm. Because they did that. The ACC delayed their like fall sports until September 1st, which is a fucking joke, by the way, anyways, because what's that, like a week? Like the season starts like a week before that. So stop acting like you actually made a decision by making that decision. But it's got to be a domino effect here, because if we're talking about Oregon not playing Ohio State now, if we're talking about Michigan not playing Washington, and obviously we're talking about football because, frankly, the other sports don't really matter on the national.
And now game. Wisconsin doesn't play Notre Dame at Lambeau Field.
Exactly.
Another big one. It's a huge one.
That is a big one. Well, and Notre Dame's kind of that weird situation too, because it's not like they have a conference schedule to play. And so if you're canceling your non-con games, that's all of Notre Dame's games. And so Notre Dame just won't have a season if all the conferences start doing that.
Well, I think everyone
would like that, other Notre Dame fans. Yes. Everyone would be fine if it was just like, Notre Dame, we don't want you in the top 10 for
pick a year off,
beating up fucking Navy and shit. Let's just sit out this year.
I was reading that because Notre Dame has that loose association with the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading that the ACC commissioner will jump through some hoops to make sure Notre Dame plays this year. Unfortunately.
Plays what, though?
A Syracuse 11 times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not going to play the same teams twice. So, you're still going to lose Stanford. You're still going to lose USC. I mean, you know, whoever the hell else they play every year. I mean, they play the same teams every year, essentially. BYU, who knows what BYU is going to be doing. But
BYU's
independent now, too.
They're independent.
Right?
They're done.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess in theory they could sign a deal with, like, Mountain West teams.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, okay.
Play Boise City three times.
Go to UTEP twice.
Yeah, Wyoming.
I don't even know if UTEP is a big – are they in the Mountain West, UTEP?
I think so.
Yeah?
That sounds like a thing.
Okay.
So is the SEC going to have, like, five games? It feels like they play five conference games.
Who was it who said this earlier? Like somebody told me earlier he thinks the SEC is just going to play like a round robin tournament. Like nobody else is going to play any games this year, but the SEC is just going to be like, yeah, fuck it, y'all. We're going to play some football. Let's go round robin. Everybody plays everybody on consecutive Sundays. Let's go.
See, but I don't think the SEC would do that.
No.
Like the SEC – I mean, and they're really good at the schedule manipulation thing.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, they do not want Alabama to go to LSU, host Florida, to Georgia, and then at Auburn in a four-week span. Like, because Alabama hasn't played Florida since Tebow was there.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, like, if they're just playing each other and beating each other up and nobody else is playing any games – like, the losses won't matter. So, like, if Alabama, you know, loses three times and still wins, then it doesn't fucking matter. Like, they won the SEC tournament or whatever they call it.
Right.
Like, today was the first time I was like, oh, the SEC like might not play.
Yeah.
Just because I heard Paul Feinbaum be like,
ooh.
Okay.
Paul.
Paul was pretty much like, let's be real. This ain't happening.
Yeah.
This season ain't happening. And at that point, I was like, oh, I mean, if Feinbaum says it, it might be true.
One of my favorite things in sports is when Feinbaum goes liberal take in SEC world, when he goes on ESPN and does liberal take, because it catches his followers so off guard. They're just like, Paul!
Like, today when I was listening to him,
say it ain't so.
He was talking to Mandel and Feldman.
Yeah.
And he was saying that about a month ago on his show, because he's got like 4 hours a day to fill in the South.
Yeah.
That about a month ago, he stopped arguing with like COVID truthers. Mm-hmm. And was saying how like just this week, you know, someone called and was like, hey, Paul, I want to talk about Bo Nix. But first, Bill Gates and Fauci are putting plants in you. That's what COVID is. And he was like, okay, just keep talking, Tim from Tuscaloosa. Like, knock yourself out.
Can we get to Bo Nix, please? That's the first time anybody's ever said that sentence, by the way.
Bo Nix.
Can we please just talk about Bo Nix? For God's sake. Oh, hilarious. So, again, we've said this before, but the conventional wisdom is saying that if there's going to be a college football season, it's got to be in the spring, right? Like, or you delay it as far as you possibly can and just, like, pray that there's a vaccine in the next couple of months. Because here's the deal. Like, if you push it back, you know, to, you know, December or whatever, but you don't make that decision until September, then you're screwing yourselves over here. Because if the vaccine comes, like if it comes in like October or something like that, all right, bet, you get the vaccine, everybody's cool, they do workouts.
You're assuming a lot of those people from the SEC are going to have let a vaccine fucking get them. Yeah.
You would have to make a rule. You'd have to make a rule, right? If you're the NCAA, you'd have to make a rule, right? If you're going to participate, you have to get the vaccine, right?
Well, did you see what the NCAA said like just a couple hours ago?
What's that?
They were like, we're going to let conferences decide what to do on testing because we have no spine. We just want to stay out of it. Because if we're wrong, we might get sued.
Because they're fucking soft is what they are.
Yes, it was a really bad statement.
Consistently soft, the NCAA. Fuck them. But like, my main point was, like, so say the vaccine comes out in October and you have pushed the season back to December and you get people getting the vaccine or whatever, you're still, like, hamstringing your programs because they're not going to have enough time to actually get ready for a season. Like, you know, they've been working out, but you know what? They fucking haven't.
Because no, it's like, all unofficial.
And Ohio State just stopped working out because they had a bunch of people test positive, like, you know, off the record because they're not, like, releasing their findings or whatever. Clemson had, like, 30 players test positive for it. It's like they're not actually working out. And that's not going to get better.
Yeah, before
the vaccine comes out. They're going to be hanging out more for more period of time. Like, it's going to happen everywhere, unless they're in a fucking compound or something.
I think North Carolina had 37 players / staff members test positive yesterday. I mean, it's
insane.
It's
what, like, again, like, stop it. Like, stop trying. I get it. Like, we're America. We need football, but they're also amateurs. They're college kids who you're going to force to play football? Like,
well, like, to me, like, I haven't thought – for a while there, about a month ago, I thought they would play just with no fans.
Right. But the problem is, like, is they're college kids and they can't be trusted.
Well, like, yes, that is a thing. Well, we're Americans.
They're going to go
we're
out.
Americans. Gonna, we cannot be trusted.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's all about freedom.
That's fair.
But, like, I remember about 2 months ago, any college football bigwig, you know, media person, their thing was if teams are in camp July 15th on that day, season's on. Well, what is today, like July 9th?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a universal July 15th start time? I don't.
No.
And so at that point, let's say they go, well, let's make it August 1st. Let's just kick the can down the road. August 1st, we're starting it. Is 2 weeks going to make that big of a difference?
How long are they going to be doing that for?
And at that point, I guess because there can't, you know, I think the next move is more leagues will cancel out of conference.
Yeah.
So at that point, you go, that's, okay.
That's what I was saying. It's going to be the domino thing.
It's just going to be.
Yeah.
And so then you're going to look at, well, we're just going to practice for 7 weeks. I mean, I guess it's possible. I just think we're just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah, but yeah, and the problem is you practice for those 7 weeks. You have two kids test positive for coronavirus. You have to stop everything. Like, that's the thing is if you have these kids test positive, you have to stop. Like, it shuts down the entire operation.
Well, and like the whole we can't play out of the reason they're canceling the out of conference, they're saying the traveling, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't have a, let's say Oregon. Let's just use Oregon, Ohio State. Ohio State comes to Eugene, whatever the score is, they go home. Shit, five Oregon players popped hot. So now Ohio State has to shut down, right?
Yep. Yep.
Well, if they're shutting down for a couple of weeks, that screws up the schedule. Let's say it's the last out-of-conference game. Big Ten, let's just make up a team. Indiana's playing West Virginia, right? September 22nd. West Virginia pops hot. Well, shit, now Indiana's got to sit idle for 2 or 3 weeks, mm-hmm. which is 2 or 3 weeks of the Big Ten schedule. So there's those 2 or 3 teams that can't play either. We're just – it's the mental gymnastics we're doing – to try and get this thing going is insane.
That's why they need somebody like the NCAA to fucking step in and make a decision for everybody and be like, you guys, like, just don't do fall sports. Like, postpone it. Like, we can all get together, have a fucking Zoom meeting with all the conference presidents, and we can fucking decide to push everything back to January or February.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Or TBD, like, whatever. We'll just say, we want to do these sports. We're going to do these sports. It's just not going to be in the fall or probably even the winter.
Is there a way, let's say, you know, they shut it all down and then, like I said, a vaccine or, you know, some sort of, you know, medicine thing comes in and, you know, it doesn't, you know, makes it so it doesn't, like, infect people, right?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but hemp can cure everything.
Oh yeah.
I saw
that.
So
let's say come January, you know, there's no worry about COVID, right?
Right.
Is there a way they could do, you know, kind of like the NBA did where, you know, we have like a 2 month window here. Could we have like a tournament of some kind?
For football?
Is there any way they condense college football into, you know, 6 or 8 weeks? Is that even possible?
I mean,
yeah. No, but I don't know if it would be a tournament. Like you like, cause you still have so much money in the bowls, and you know, as worthless as the bowls are, there is still so much conference money built into them that they fucking are desperate for. And so you would have to have those. So, I mean, you could cut down the conference schedule. So maybe you have like, you know, just the Pac-12 North play the Pac-12 North, or just the Pac-12 South play the Pac-12 South. Then you have a conference championship game. Winner, so think, that goes to a bowl, then, you know,
you think they do a watered down season, yeah, like that compared just, to a tournament
just
where they
can, you just don't play the other side.
Yeah.
I don't know how other conferences could do that because they don't have 12 teams. That's not my problem.
If you try to fit that whole season in there, all of a sudden you're running the season into the start of spring camp the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a big reason why they want this season to happen in some form is they don't want to have to deal with the – if you could give people red shirts, essentially,
mm-hmm.
you know, a senior's there, mm-hmm. they cancel the season. What do you do with him?
Yeah. They get a year of eligibility. They just got a free year of online school,
but then all that kills. Then that kills all for your recruiting. Then all of a sudden you don't have empty spots.
By the way, like the NFL draft, I mean, who,
How would people stick around?
Well, what I've read is that the NFL, as of a couple weeks ago, is like, we're not moving the draft.
Right.
We were already inconvenienced this year. It's April 15th. Forget it. And that's why I think a spring season...
You can't draft players while they're still playing.
Yeah. Well, that's why I honestly don't think a spring season would work if the NFL is going to be that inflexible.
Because let's say they start a season in March, right?
Yeah. March, April, May, June off, bowl games in June, you know, mm-hmm. July, whatever. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence ain't playing in that season. Nope. Justin Fields ain't playing in that season. Panay Sewell ain't playing that season. Javon Holland ain't playing that season.
Don't even say that about Panay Sewell. You just made my heart hurt.
But it's true. There's a very real chance we will never see Sewell, Holland, Lenore, Graham, Scott ever suit up again for Oregon. I wouldn't go that far
with Thomas Graham, but yeah, well, I get your point.
I'm just saying, if they play a spring season, I could see him being like, well –
why would I do this?
Be a six-round pick, or maybe I tear my ACL playing Wazoo, so I'm not going to play.
Right.
It's just – and also the thing that kind of irritated me about the NFL is I'm, like, not moving their draft. And, you know, it's way down the road, but making that their stance as of now is I'm like, listen, fuckers, you have a free – amazing minor league system in the NCAA. Like, it is fantastic.
Yeah.
Why are you going to be jerks about this if we get there?
Yeah.
Just move the draft back. You need to help them help you. Exactly.
Yeah. No, the NFL is full of shit right now because they're doing the same thing the NCAA was doing a few weeks ago, where they're just like gung-ho moving forward with everything. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, okay, I guess we're probably going to cancel all the preseason games. Okay, whatever. It's fine. We're still going to start training camp on time. Everything's going to be cool. Like, blah, 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 blah. We're still going to have a full NFL schedule. I don't think you are. I really don't think you are. And I don't think they think they are.
Well, like,
they've put those things in place for, like, the fans or whatever, where they're going to have, like, maybe 5,000 fans in a stadium or something like that, which, okay, like, sure. But, again, it's the same problem college is going to have. You have Ezekiel Elliott testing positive for coronavirus. What happens if he does that week two? So week one opponent, shut everything down. Your whole team, shut everything down. Like, that, you can't fuck with an NFL schedule like that.
They're professional, though. It's a little different.
They
take that risk. The college kids, that's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, you gotta shut that down right away.
So I wonder how many NFL guys, and there's been nobody talking about it right now, but, like, I wonder how many of them just decide not to play.
I saw J.J. Watt. He hasn't come out and said. He says he still doesn't know if he's going to play or not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll play.
Pull the Mike Trout.
How many
guys are in Mike Trout situations where, like, they got a pregnant wife? They're like, I already got my $500 million contract. Like,
well, how many players saw that Mahomes deal and, like, shit, I need to have a good fucking season here and get paid.
By the way, I would like to talk about that Mahomes deal at some point. So when we're done with this conversation,
so let's end this and then transition to Mahomes. Right. So. But did you see some of the new rules that the NFL implemented today to go forward in the corona world? So,
I did not.
So after a game,
assume I didn't.
So after a game of structured violence, right?
Sure.
You want to know what they can't?
The jersey?
They can't swap jerseys because they get within 6 feet. Some of these, I hate saying this out loud because it almost feels like I'm being like a mask denier, which I'm not. Wear your fucking mask.
Right.
But some of these rules are just so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you can't jersey swap in the NFL or in the NBA bubble after playing a game. Hey, you can't play doubles ping pong. But I was rubbing up against men for 2 hours. What? Yeah.
His sweat literally just rubbed on my entire body.
Yeah.
Like I inadvertently drank somebody's sweat just now.
It's some of the rules are just a little funny.
Little dumb.
little dumb.
Yeah, I mean, common sense isn't really finding a footing nowadays.
I don't know if you I was watching golf today. You know how they had those guys test positive a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
But during the broadcast, they said that the PGA rules for it, I think there were three players that tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be in isolation for 2 weeks, mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
At 2 weeks, if they don't exhibit any symptoms or have a fever, they are allowed to play in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And in that tournament now, of those players that had COVID, they could only be grouped together with other people that had COVID. So these guys have just been palling around now for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then if only one of the guys makes the cut, he just got to play solo. So pretty much those guys with COVID now have just been like, because you can only play practice rounds with them or solo. Yeah. And it's like, it's like,
golf leper colony.
Yeah, pretty much. Great. It's like, all right, you guys are tucked away over here now. Don't get near these guys.
I love that. And their tee time is probably like 2 hours before everybody else. So they're basically done with the course before anybody else starts.
Come out and spray the course down right after them.
I know, right? Or they should have one. They should
drop
have one
an like, Agent Orange over yes. Doral.
Yes, exactly. Like the fire helicopters.
In like 7 years, all these PGA tours are going to have third testicles and deformed children.
Yeah, the fish from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just interested to see if like the NBA will do something similar to that. Like if when the season starts, a player tests positive.
Drop Agent Orange on other players.
Yeah, right. But if they just like, you know.
Apparently they're feeding them Agent Orange, right? Jesus.
If you isolate them for 2 weeks, but then you can't really isolate. You put them in ISO on the court. ISO, I guess.
It just turns into a one-on-one tournament.
Yeah, that's all it is. Your COVID player gets our COVID players.
By the way, that like NBA players bitching about the food they're getting at the Orlando facility is such a bad look.
Take the temperature of the room.
Oh my god!
It's just
they're literally like millionaire dudes complaining about the free food they're getting during a pandemic is pretty bad. Like it's bad on it's one it's bad on their part. Two, I mean the food's not great. Like. It's great by our standards, like normal person standards. They're professional athletes. They should probably have like an actual nutritionist there giving them their food or whatever. So that's a bad look for the NBA. But then fucking like players posting pictures and bitching about it like is so fucking bad, man. Like I don't know how anybody thinks that's a good idea.
Well, especially when you learn that I think it's after like – is it? 72 hours, I think it is, of initially arriving in the bubble, then the menu changes because then you're out of quarantine
right?
As a player and you can actually have real food. So all these guys are – and I don't know if you've ever – I mean, we've all ordered Red Robin or whatever, and it's delivered.
Well, that shit they're eating is hospital food. Like that's what that is. It's like a tray of basic chicken with some like you know pre-wrapped fucking fruit or something like that. That's what you get.
Part of it is because they're taking those probably unnecessary precautions where they can't mix the pasta with the sauce. It's got to come separate. They can't, but it does. It doesn't look visually appealing. But come on, like. Take a temperature of the room. Like we got bread lines in America and unprecedented unemployment. I don't care, Joe Ingles, that your potato wedges looked gross.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Cry me a river, dude. All right. So let's transition back to Mahomes, I guess. We were all set up for a really smooth transition. And
we
then
were.
Just fucking veered wide left.
Thanks, Ski.
So.
Hey.
Yeah.
If it gave me some time, I could have brought it back somehow.
So how you feeling? How you feeling, King? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the NFL, so contracts don't mean anything.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm going to talk about. But you
and it'll if he's on the plane trajectory that he is now, that's going to get renegotiated in 5 years. So it doesn't matter because in 12 years, if he's making $50 million. Let's assuming he's playing. It's a violent sport. He'll probably be like the 14th highest paid quarterback because NFL owners, they can't control themselves with quarterbacks.
Yep.
I mean, they just can't.
I remember saying the same thing when Jimmy Garoppolo got his contract and he was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL for like a week.
Right.
I was like, yeah, this money doesn't matter. This is actually a really good deal for San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, he's the highest paid quarterback right now, but literally in like 3 months, he's going to be the fourth highest paid. So
right.
It doesn't matter. And by the way, Mahomes is not getting $500 million. Like, did you see like the guaranteed money and all the things he has to hit to get that money?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's guaranteed 3 years and he's guaranteed $63 million out of the $500 million. That's it. Everything beyond that is like incentives, bonuses he has to hit. So the only way he gets $500 million is if he is on the roster every year over those, 12 years, if he wins the NFL MVP every year, and if he goes to the Super Bowl every year. That's how he gets $500 million. He's not getting $500 million.
Like, no, I mean, he'll like, probably.
I'm sorry, King. Your team's not going to the Super Bowl 12 years in a row.
No, they probably will go to the Super Bowl 12 years in a row. But like we've seen with LeBron in the NBA, voters get wonky with MVP, and they'll give it to like J.P. Lossman or something.
Yeah,
because he came in and won four straight. Yeah. But other than that, George
Kittle's winning like at least four MVPs. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, the second best tight end in the
season. Oh. Battle. Let's go. Let's go. By the way, that pass interference. Okay. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing this.
It was
We're not bringing up the Super Bowl.
No. Nope. PI.
Not PI. Jesus Christ.
I did see a prop bet there. Are you taking this, King? Oh, it's over under 1.5 Super Bowls.
Over.
For Mahomes contract.
Way over. Like,
wait, wins or trips?
Super Bowl wins. Wins.
Over. They'll get two more.
Man,
at
it's
least.
So hard. It's probably so hard.
The three is probably the limit after, three more.
Yeah.
And I know people look at Brady, but that's such an aberration.
Yeah.
Greatest coach ever. He played forever. He's not – Mahomes isn't getting six.
Yeah.
But well,
that's assuming Andy Reid's going to be there for 12 years too.
Well, I mean, unless
he's bringing a new offense in there and –
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you just got to hope his
system. He's heart a system vessels, quarterback. What
his,
say?
His heart vessels are open. Because as long as he's healthy, he'll coach. There. As long as he's healthy, he's going to coach.
I don't want to put that in the universe.
Bring the finest cows for those valve replacements. For
but, yeah, I mean, we it's not a hot take to assume he's not the healthiest human.
He's got to get that Magic Johnson money so he can just inject it in his heart valves and – keep him alive for the next 30 years.
Ah, cured cardiomyopathy. How? Cold hard cash.
Andy Reid's going to be in the punt pass competition for the next 30 years, man. He's going to be killing it. But, yeah, so you're feeling good. You probably should be. But again, the problem is, like, you can have your really good quarterback, and it's great to have one who's really, really good, and he is. But, like, the problem is like sustaining the guys around him. Like, that's the problem these like NFL rosters have is like keeping a really good roster just of guys for him to get it to. So, I mean, they have really good receivers right now. Kelsey's amazing. So they're going to be really good next year, whenever the hell that is. But beyond that, it's really fucking difficult. Like, that's what I'm finding right now as a 49ers fan. It's like keeping, because they got cats on like these rookie deals still. Like Kittle's making like $500,000 next year, and like Fred Warner, their best linebacker, is making like $400,000 next year because they're on these like third and fifth year like round or fifth round deals from their first fucking contract, and they got to get paid, man. And
now Mostert wants that extension.
Like, if you're paying guys like D.
Mostert wants the fuck out.
Mostert wants the bag.
By the way, Mostert can walk. Mostert towards the end of last season, but let's not act like Mostert wasn't the beneficiary of a really good scheme and a really good offensive line. Like, anybody could have run through those holes against Green Bay.
Oh, they're plug and play running backs. That's
Mostert's game against Green Bay. His game against Green Bay reminds me of like Verdell's game against Utah.
Yeah.
Well, he rushed for 202, and it's like,
there was nobody there.
Like, there was no one there. Like, he got the ball. There was a hole, and they just ran straight. Like, that's great. I'm glad they didn't get caught from behind.
Yep.
But this was not Emmett Smith carrying four guys for 6 yards 30 times.
This is nice because we're going to have those, like Niner fans, we're going to have those 2019 memories of Mostert surfing in the end zone and then not winning the Super Bowl. And so we're going to fucking forget him after 2 years. When because fucking running backs in the NFL are a dime a dozen, especially running backs like him. So unless you can get an elite one like McCaffrey or something like that, like they're all fucking – it's shooting fish in a barrel. Like
even though if you look at a PFF and the analytics, mm-hmm. they would tell you that McCaffrey is an average running back.
Cool story.
Do with that what you want, analytics guy. I don't buy it.
Cool story.
But I'm serious. I mean, but I am serious. Like PFF will tell you Christian McCaffrey is average.
Yeah.
The fantasy football team tell me he's not.
Exactly.
Stacks points. Stacks points. Jesus.
Yeah.
But at least, I mean, as a Chiefs fan, you got to think, I mean, you're damn near playing from, you know, going to the Super Bowl almost every year with New England.
Got a chance.
New England's done now. You're pretty much just going to be battling, what, Baltimore and Houston?
Well, if I understand it,
5 years-ish?
If I understand it right, because of this contract, they're going to be able to resign Chris Jones. So they'll have this year and next year before they have to start paying Hill and Kelsey and Hardman. Mm-hmm. So they got 2 more years of cap friendliness, and then it goes to shit, which is the big flaw of the NFL. It's like, yeah. hey, you need that elite quarterback. And then you find one, you pay them like one, and they're like, well.
Well, and the big flaw of how they structure contracts, too, because you defer all of the big money to future years. And so once you get to year 4 and 5 in that contract, then you're paying him $40 million a year. And that's not sustainable in the NFL. Like, in a league with a salary cap, that's not sustainable. So we'll see. You gotta be feeling good. I mean, over the next few years, you're golden.
See, we don't need to get into this, but I'm of the opinion that, A, the salary cap in the NFL is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
The owners can afford it. But I understand why they have it in there, but I feel like there should be a separate cap for quarterbacks.
Like they just don't count towards the cap.
They just don't count towards the cap, or they only count like 50%, because like Kirk Cousins is really good. Like,
He's in the handicap of franchise.
But he shouldn't be making $39 million, which, like you said, handicaps a franchise.
By the way, good luck getting that by the Players Association.
Yeah. I know.
while we're still in the AFC, though, who wins the East next year? Anyone other than
Bills.
Buffalo?
I think the Bills. I guess I'm not buying. I like Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton was fun. I think people got real racist when they talked about Cam Newton, but he could definitely be broken.
He could easily be broken.
I guess I'm just not buying that he's going to come in and instantly be amazing.
No, again, that was kind of the thing about Tom Brady, is that he would, you know, help make really bad players decent. And I'm not sure Cam is really that guy.
Cause they don't have very good players on their roster right now.
No, it's not going to be the Patriots.
I mean, is it going to be Tua?
I think King's right. I think it's the Bills, man.
You think it's the Bills?
Yeah. Josh Allen Express.
Funny, because I was super down on Josh Allen when they drafted him because he was fucking bad in college.
They made the playoffs last year.
He's good. He's fucking good. I was wrong.
We can all agree it's not going to be the fucking Jets, though, right?
Oh, God. No, it'll never be.
I don't even know why you're bringing that up.
Flashy South Beach, you know, something cool could happen there. They got some playmakers there.
Yeah. The Dolphins will be okay, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. It's all of a sudden the East now is just, like, laughable. I guess it was before minus the Pats.
Yeah.
It has been laughable. They were the SEC. You have one good team. Everyone else is dog shit. They're a great conference. That kind of thing.
Are we really prepared for a world where the Bills start dominating the AFC East again? Are you ready for all the Chris Berman highlights? The Jim
only
Kelly
they,
highlights?
The only thing is blow it in the playoffs more. That's the only saving grace.
Bring back There's the so Daryl Talley highlights.
Yeah. There's so many throwbacks of just lost chances. Do we want to get more into, like, Larry Scott or anything like that. Everyone just getting to lists and shit.
What do you have to say about Larry Scott, Ski?
Well, he's bad at his job. Just plain and simple, he's bad. I don't know what he has done positive for the Pac-12.
He did start the network. I mean,
I mean,
the network, like nobody can watch because he doesn't know how to like work a TV deal.
The network that half their games are only in standard def still. It's like, come on.
That's a good point, by the way.
That's a
lost topic about the Pac-12 network is the fact that the quality of their cameras for some reason in 2019, I guess it would have been, they're still not good. Like how, no. Like you're like a million dollar, like corporation here that we're talking about. You can't get better cameras than that.
I watched internet feeds of Russian table tennis games with better feeds. Mm.
Well, they got that Ocho money behind them. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah. The worldwide leader.
Right. So do the owners have an owner meeting come up? Is that when they're going to possibly give them the fucking axe?
I don't think there's one scheduled. I just think people are starting to do the math now and that 10 of the 12 athletic directors who are here now weren't the ones that hired him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, the writing's kind of on the wall for him at this point, I think.
But, I mean, like, in hindsight, I mean, probably could have known it then, but how dumb was it to move the conference headquarters, like, to the heart of San Francisco?
Not like, smart
play. What does that – what's the point other than posterity, employees can snap sick IG pics, you know, from their office?
Yeah, and their obsession with having everything in the Bay Area too. Like the Bay Area in general, like having the conference championship games there at Levi's, like why are you doing that? Like it's an NFL stadium, but there's a lot of NFL stadiums on the West Coast.
But, and so, it's also in Santa Clara. Like
yes,
no one cares. No,
yes.
It's kind of far away from San Francisco.
Neither of you have been there, right? Levi's? Have you?
No.
Okay, so the area around Levi's is not great. So, I mean, the area around Candlestick, to be fair, back in the day was not great too. But it's kind of like an industrial area. Like, it's not a place you want to host a bunch of people coming to watch a main event. Vegas is the place you want to have something like that. Or maybe, I was going to say L.A., but not even really, because where they have the stadiums in LA are not great. Even where the fucking Coliseum is, it's like fucking like Watts, right?
It's in the middle of South Central.
Yeah,
there's not a lot there.
Yeah,
and the Rose Bowl, there's nothing near the Rose Bowl.
I'm just saying you can do better, I guess. But
oh yeah, well I mean, like I think people make fun of the Big Ten for hosting it in Indianapolis, because Indianapolis isn't like the coolest city in the world, obviously. But if you look at where their stadium is,
they have a Larry stadium Bird statue.
They have a couple.
They're pretty fucking cool.
Damn right.
Terre Haute. Shouts to Terre Haute. At least that stadium is in the middle of like a hustle and bustle touristy district where all of them on the West Coast, I guess Seattle, whatever the hell the Seahawks stadium is, that one's pretty cool, but they're not going to put a championship game.
If they played at like, wait, it's not AT&T anymore. What's the Giants stadium?
Oracle Park.
Yeah. If they play like at Oracle, that's legit. Like obviously they're not going to do it. And the Giants would never fucking let them play football games on their nice stadium. I guess they do have a bowl game there, don't they? Or they did.
They do.
Yeah. But, that at least looks nice, and you wouldn't be – I mean, it's not like you'd be hurt by the fact that there aren't as many seats as a big NFL stadium, because it's not like anybody's fucking, you know, scrounging up to save for tickets to the Pac-12 championship game. So you're going to have, like, you know, 20,000 people in the stadium anyway, so you might as well like fill it, make it look nice. But that's like a legit stadium. That's like in San Francisco. That's on the water. Like that at least looks the part of what you're trying to do with a conference championship game if you're going to have it at one place. And by the way, I don't see why they don't have it like at the fucking – the team with the best record. Like I get why. I get they're trying to make money, I guess.
And it looks kind of cheesy.
Having it at home field?
You got to fill the place up to make money, right?
Yeah, it does look kind of cheesy.
But at least you got a full stadium.
I know, but
– like, no, fucking Levi Stadium in front of 15,000 people looks bad. Like Oregon beating a team by 30 points in front of 5,000 of their own fans and nobody else is a fucking bad look. That's terrible. Like the fucking Pac-12 championship game last year looked boring. Like other than like the action on the field, like there's no atmosphere. You don't want that for a championship game.
It doesn't help that both times Oregon has played at Levi's, it's been kind of rainy and crappy. I mean, that does. It kind of takes away from it a little bit, too.
I guess.
But, I mean, no matter where they
– there's never been a Pac-12 championship game at Levi's that has had a good atmosphere.
I feel like USC-Stanford was okay.
Stanford. Yeah.
Well, because it was USC.
Even when they're playing, like, a home game, Stanford.
They still don't. Do you remember when Stanford hosted UCLA – like at Stanford Stadium in the Pac-12 championship game, it was empty.
Yeah, like almost half the stadium was empty.
Yeah.
That's very typical for Stanford, by the way.
Very much.
Yeah.
I'm glad they stink now.
Yeah. 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 It feels right. All right. Do you guys have anything else you want to hit on before we get to lists and trivia?
I'm good.
Here's something. I need your opinion on Subway style pizza places. I went to Pieology today. They had some Pieology today, and it wasn't very good. Like I was not impressed. And I like Mod. Like I've had Mod twice, and it was pretty good. I mean, you put what you want on it, like whatever they make it. It was pretty good, but like. In terms of pizza, like, I don't know.
I feel like you go there.
If I'm going to get a pizza, I'd like to actually get a pizza.
I feel like you go to those places, like, in a time crunch.
Sure.
Like, I guess. Like
it's like fast food pizza.
Yeah, like if you're a parent, you go there after the soccer game with Jimmy and Jan. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or on a Friday night where things are kind of busy, you're like, you know what? Let's just go to Mod or Pieology or Blaze Pizza if you live in Southern California. Let's just hit it up real quick. But it's not
cost-wise too. I mean,
yeah, it's like Pegasus here, you get for a pizza. Yeah,
you go to Pegasus here to get a small. It's like $25, and it barely fills you up.
Or Papa's, like Papa's. Oh, yeah. You get like a large at Papa's is like $40 now.
Jesus, so
fucking crazy.
Yeah, I got a pepperoni and olive large from Papa's like 3 weeks ago. Uh-huh. Like with tip, it was like $44.
Hey, you must be doing like, real well, King. Congratulations.
Look at you. Yeah, right.
You got that podcast money rolling in.
And I had a coupon, too. Like a earlier in the pandemic, we were kind of doing this thing where every Friday we just ate somewhere random, you know, support local business and shit.
Yeah.
And so I went to the Track Town.
Oh, yeah.
First time in forever.
Yeah.
Not cheap either.
No, not at all. But I vouch for fucking Track Town all day long. Like, I like their pizza, man. Like, it's good. Their barbecue chicken pizza is the best I've ever had.
Over Pegasus?
Yeah.
Ooh,
and I like Pegasus.
Controversial statement.
Is it hot take?
That's a hot take.
That's why you come to this podcast.
Sizzling pizza takes.
Sizzling pizza.
Yeah. I need you some motherfucking.
And by the way, real quick, like before we move on from Track Town, like because if you got kids, they have like the kids like just cheese pizza. It's like $4, and it's perfect. Like I split that with my kid once, and it was like enough pizza. It was great. So anyway, what you got, Ski?
Oh, just reminiscing of Pizza Pipeline.
Oh, right.
Get out of here. Go away. That was the worst.
Pipeline guy over here.
Get four so pizzas, 17 flat sodas,
yeah,
and a thing of garlic knots for 14 cents.
Yeah.
And then you get a twist.
How many times did you eat one of those pizzas by yourself? Just like an entire entire pizza pipeline pizza just by yourself. I have
I have not. But like my thing with Pizza Pipeline is I always felt like you had to plan it out. We're like, yo, on Saturday we're gonna get fucking blazed. So let's order this pipeline on Thursday so we can get it in 48 hours when we're high.
Yeah.
Because it takes them forever.
And then it's gonna take us like Saturday and most of Sunday to shit that out. So
yeah.
We got to be ready for work on Monday, guys. Like,
speaking of bad pizza,
it's gonna be a big weekend.
Do you guys remember Black Jack Pizza?
I do.
Yeah.
And I have a story behind that. So one day I was back in the day I used to work for Carl's Jr. And so I was like a shift leader there. And so I was fucking in charge at night. And I was like, you know what, guys? Like, I'm tired of eating these fucking burgers, which, by the way, I still love Carl's Jr. food. Like, it's great. I don't even give a fuck. Like, it's fantastic. Anyway.
$14 burgers.
It is.
They better be good.
I know. That's not a bad point. But but one day I was just like, hey, man, let's call up Blackjack and see if they'll, like, trade us some food. And I'm like, and they're like, yeah, totally. Like, what do you guys want? And we didn't want to go overboard. So we're just like, hey, how about just like a large, you know, like sausage, pepperoni, let's go, let's call it good. And they bring that shit over. And like, we were expecting them to be like, you know, have like three people working there. So like, you know, we'll make them like three meals, like whatever, just exchange it for the pizza. These fuckers like have this list, like, long ass piece of paper with a whole bunch of shit on it, and he hands it to me, and I'm like, well, I mean, we have our pizza now. I can't really fucking say no at this point, can I? Like, they just fucking leave and give the pizza to somebody else. And so I'm like, we give him like fucking $30 worth of Carl's Jr. which, by the way, doesn't go as far as you think it would.
It has two burgers and a drink.
Or those cookies, dog. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm chasing their chicken salads, by the way. Like, as far as, like, you know, fast food chicken salads go, oh, they're so good. Oh, my God. Those, I would get them every night after work, too, because, like, we'd have to throw them away. Like, they'd be done. And so, obviously, like, oh, I'm taking home, like, two or three chicken salads every night. Oh, those are the fucking days, man. Early 20s, killing $6 burgers and chicken salads. Let's go.
Fucking good old days right there.
Anyway, you were talking about Blackjack.
Oh, I was just saying it was awful. Oh,
not great.
It was so bad.
Yeah, that was our reward for giving them $40 worth of Carl's Jr. with some, like, very subpar pizza. Oh, God. All right, you want to get to our list?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, you run it.
Today's super serious list. Top three marsupials.
Marsupials.
I'll start it off.
Okay.
My number three favorite marsupial is a koala bear because it's not actually a bear.
No.
It's a marsupial.
It'll tear your fucking eyeballs out, though. That's a thing.
They, right? I'll give you chlamydia, too, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right.
So you got like one eye and chlamydia. A fucking a koala will turn you into a pirate, man.
There's a go-to if you ever get an STD and your girlfriend wonders why.
Koalas.
I was petting a koala, man.
Yeah, man. Petting zoo. What are you going to do, man? Right. That kind of thing happens from time to time. All right, you want to go next?
I'll let you go.
Okay. My number three is I'm going to go a bandicoot just because it's
a crash bandicoot.
Because crash bandicoot. Yeah. Oh. I saw a list of marsupials and bandicoot was on it. I don't think I've actually seen a bandicoot. I'm going to look at a picture while you,
my number three is, because my list is way cooler than your guys, is Crash Bandicoot. He is my number three.
Like actual Crash Bandicoot? Actual
he's my Crash. Third favorite marsupial.
Yes. I dig it. He's making a comeback, man.
He is.
Yeah, Bandicoot doesn't really look like Crash Bandicoot.
No, Crash Bandicoot was like genetically engineered.
They look like... Yes, good point. It looks like a fucking rat. Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of regretting my
number three. Other than a kangaroo, they kind of all look like rats, don't they?
Eh, I guess so.
Eh, maybe. Not my number two, though.
Yeah, not my number two. Oh. Yeah.
My number two is a sugar glider.
Oh, that's my number two.
So I used to get high at a place where there was a sugar glider in a cage off to the side. And when everyone would get high, they would look like, let out the sugar glider. And he'd be like, no. I think it flies. Well, no, it doesn't. It glides.
No, it glides, bro. Just don't put it up in a tree and you're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember my ex was super into sugar gliders. Never actually got one because fuck having a sugar glider in your house.
We had a buddy that had a fucking sugar glider.
Yeah.
It was like in his cage all the time.
Yeah, okay.
We'd go there and get all wasted and fucking
throw it, you
know, and gamble. There's a sugar glider to sit over there.
I think we're talking about the same house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Times.
Fair enough.
Fucking Steel Reserve all day.
I think I did see the sugar glider in one of those like hamster like wheel thing, or not yeah. like the plastic balls.
Was it like hanging from a string from the ceiling, so it would like go back and forth or something? At least,
no,
so
that would have been pretty cool.
Like simulate flying. It feels like cruel having one of those as a pet. Like not yeah, letting it actually so. Glide. I don't know. Ski, you're up.
My number two favorite marsupial is Zippy.
Zippy! Actually,
Zip's mascot, Zippy the kangaroo.
Good fucking call, man. You're doing this list correctly.
Yeah. I looked at the marsupials like, there's not a lot of them. The possum, North American possum.
What's a nutria? Is a nutria, is that a marsupial?
No, it's a rodent.
Oh, okay. Damn. That was going to be my number one. Now I got to cross it out. Yeah. Shit. All right, King, you're number one?
The Tasmanian Devil from Warner Brothers.
Why do we have to have the same list? God damn it.
Yeah.
Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
Completely agree with you.
Yeah, it's a good call.
If we're going Warner Brothers, what were Yakko, Wakko, and Dot? Were they dogs?
I think they were cows.
Cows?
No, not really.
I don't think they were cows.
But isn't that the Goofy controversy?
Oh,
where
yeah,
everyone thinks Goofy's a dog, but he's really a cow, or they think he's a cow, but he's a dog. Well, his wife is a cow or
his
something.
His girl's a cow, right? His
girl's a cow, yeah.
You can't be having, like, dogs marrying cows now.
No, not, unless they're very, very progressive from the
not
start.
Not in my America. Dogs can't be marrying no cows. These colors don't run. Something like that. All right, Ski.
Oh, all right. My number one.
Close this out. It better be quality.
My number one is Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, man.
What was Rocco?
He was a wallaby.
He's a wallaby.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Shit, Ski. Yeah. I mean, you're probably about to win trivia because all you do is win trivia. You're winning the fucking list segment.
I won last week.
Well, oh, you did? The comeback.
Extreme asterisks win there.
No way. Channel Park. Come on. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Wade Boggs. Figure it out.
The failure of Wade Boggs, Ski, might haunt you for many months.
Oh. Fucking Channel Park.
Fucking Wade Boggs. I'm embarrassed for you with the
fucking
Wade
Boggs. Fucking son of a bitch Boggs. I thought that was in the 2000s.
Wade
just
Boggs.
Played forever.
Red Sox fan not remembering a Wade Boggs thing.
It was a fucking Devil Ray then. Doesn't count.
Yeah. All right, to the list. So we were originally – or to the list, to the trivia. Our list was originally going to be involved with this, but we switched it up because marsupial is a much better topic. But King, you informed us this week that Tom Hanks' 65th birthday is this week. Tom Hanks, American treasure. I think everybody agrees with that. So that is what trivia is going to be. It's going to be Tom Hanks trivia. And it's, some of it's going to be like his actual life. Some of it's going to be his movies and TV shows. It's not going to go too far. I tried to like dumb it down quite a bit because I was like, so here's the deal. Like when I do these trivia things, I do a Google search for trivia. And like some of the questions I'll like get inspired to like actually look up another, like come up with a question and then do something else. Some of them I just flat out copy. And these ones, like the ones for Tom Hanks were fucking dumb. Like it was like, what's his girlfriend's name in Forrest Gump? Like literally everybody on earth knows that. So I had to stretch a little bit, but we'll see how you guys do. So King off of his victory last week. King gets to start. All right. Go Jim Rome here. Which movie did Hanks have to gain 55 pounds for to play Chuck Noland in 2000?
Joe versus the Volcano.
In 2000, come on, man. You're better than that.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Nope.
You got mail.
You do know it off the top of your head?
I don't.
I'll give you your options. I'll give you your options, though. Okay. Catch Me If You Can, The Green Mile, or Castaway?
You said 2000?
Yep.
I'm going to say Castaway.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember at like the start of the movie, he was like super overweight, and then he lost all the weight being on the island. Yeah, yeah, super, super overweight. Like,
yeah,
like Hollywood overweight. He's like 190. All right, so Ski, you're number two here. In 1994, Hanks won the first of his two Oscars. For which movie did he win it? 1994.
Forrest Gump.
Incorrect.
Mm.
King, looking for the steal. Do you know it off the top of your head?
I think I might, but I want to hear the options.
Okay. Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, or Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is correct. All right. 1-1. All right, King. This might be kind of a tough one, but we'll see. Hanks is the third cousin four times removed from one of the greatest presidents in the history of our country. Their common ancestors are John Hanks and his wife Catherine, who lived in the 1600s and were great-great-grandparents of the president. Who is the president? One of the greatest presidents in the history of our country. Great-great-grandparents lived in the 1600s.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
Oh.
That is correct.
Honest Abe, babe. Let's do it.
That is a solid guess, my friend. Good work.
Never a doubt.
Always, always Honest Abe. All right, Ski. Hanks and Steven Spielberg have worked together many times over the years, but which 1998 movie that lost the Oscar to Shakespeare in Love was their first film together? 1998, runner-up at the Oscars to Shakespeare in Love.
I got another. 98.
Nothing? No guess?
Joe versus Volcano.
That's going to be the go-to guess. Right? All right. Do you have it off the top of your head, King, or do you want me to give the things?
I'd like to hear the list, Alex.
All right. Catch Me If You Can, The Terminal, Saving Private Ryan. Runner-up at the Oscars. 1998.
Saving Private Ryan?
That is correct.
Oh!
Mm.
Mm. What's Sales runner-up to?
Shakespeare in Love.
Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah. Remember that wonderful film? That actually wasn't bad, by the way. You know.
Which one was that one?
It was Joe Fiennes and what's her face? I got nothing. But it was essentially about Shakespeare. It was okay. It was good.
I did like that Claire Danes Leo Shakespeare movie. I'm not gonna lie. Back in like 95.
I was all for the John Leguizamo and that.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Lego.
Mm-hmm. That's a sneaky addition to that movie, by the way, John Leguizamo. That's quality. Leguizamo's mostly quality most of the time. Except for the Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, him and Dennis so Haskins or something?
Yeah,
Bob Hoskins.
So
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
Boy, I was kind of close.
Yeah.
Three-letter first name and a Haskins.
That was not great. All right, who's up, by the way?
I think I'm up 3-1, 4-1?
No, I know you're up 3-1.
Oh,
turn now.
Gotcha.
All right. let's see. In which 1987 movie, going back to the 80s, does Hanks star as Pep Strebeck and investigate M.O. Muzz, a cultist working for an organization called Pagan?
Oh, come on. It's Dragnet.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Come on, Joe Friday.
Good stuff. Pep Strebeck. That's good
stuff. Pep Strebeck.
Wow, 4-1. You're about to close this out, man.
There's some iconic scenes in that movie. Yes. Where they're dressed up like pagans, just shoving narcotics into like a boa constrictor's mouth.
Yeah. That movie is a trip, dude. If nobody's seen Dragnet, like...
Is it bad? Is it bad that I think I enjoyed it?
Like, no! Is it...
Okay.
No, 80s Hanks was great, by the way. Like, let's not, like, just move over that. Like, that was a good era for him. All right, Ski. Which college football team did he play for in Forrest Gump?
Alabama.
Yes, he did. Alabama. All right, King, you can, like, win the game here, by the way. So, no big deal. All right. Hanks is married to Rita Wilson. They met in 1981 on the set of his first ever starring role, TV role, about two young men who dress as women to live in the one apartment they can afford. What was that show?
Ooh.
Ooh, he's struggling.
Oh,
he's going to kick himself.
Yeah, I'm going to kick myself. Fuck. Three's Company. I know it's not that, but I'm just
kidding. It's not that, yeah. Ski, do you know it?
Bosom Buddies.
It is
Bosom Buddies.
Yeah. 1981, dude.
I wasn't even alive.
Before all of us were born. That is crazy. All right, so what is it now? 4-3. So Ski with a little bit of a comeback here. All right, Ski, this is your one. Hanks is also a distant cousin to this person, whom he portrayed in the movie Saving Mr. Banks, which was about the writer of Mary Poppins. He played the character in Saving Mr. Banks.
I don't know, Mr. Banks?
Like Carlton Banks?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Mr. Banks, final answer.
Carlton Banks, final answer. Do you know it, King?
No, I have no idea.
All right, so the options. P.L. Travers, composer Richard Sherman, or Walt Disney?
P.L. Travers. Call him Travs.
Walt Disney, actually.
Damn.
Yeah. So Tom Hanks is related to Walt Disney and Abraham Lincoln. Fucking
good genetics.
Talk about an American treasure, right? Holy cow. All right. So this one is for Ski, right?
Nope.
No? King?
It's for King.
Okay, so King can still close it out here. Let's see. How many questions do I even have left? All right. Only one movie has featured Hanks, his wife Rita, his son Colin, and his daughter Elizabeth. It came out in 1996 and had a really annoying and popular theme song. What was it?
Sleepless in Seattle.
That is incorrect. All right, Ski. Your options. Sleepless in Seattle, Apollo 13, or That Thing You Do?
That Thing You Do.
That is correct.
But that wasn't annoying. Whoa. That was misleading.
Whoa. Whoa. Woof. So we are, by the way, tied at four now. So King was like running.
You were leading the witness there. That'd be thrown out in court. That was conjecture. That's not fact.
Oh, man.
Doing that thing you do, breaking my heart into a million pieces like you always do.
I just like to point out to the podcast listener
hard to do
that Ski is also singing along and dancing to the song. So
all in poodle skirts and cardigans.
Yeah, no, we know. All
it's
right.
Great.
Great.
I want to go to a malt shop now.
Right. All right, so it is King's turn now, right?
No.
No, because you just got the steal.
My turn.
So it's your turn. Okay, right. All right. In the movie Big, what is the name of the machine that Hanks' character gets a wish granted?
Oh, fuck that. God damn it.
For the win, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I know it.
Fuck. Yeah, no. Fuck it. I don't know. The Great Zamboni.
Oh, it's so close.
I know it is.
So close.
I know it is.
All right, what is it, King?
Zoltar.
It is Zoltar. The Great Zamboni was close. I love that. Oh, man. So King with a win. 2 weeks in a row.
Two in a row. Back to back.
Coming through in the clutch.
Like Drizzy. I'm going back to back. 2017 reference.
Okay. I must have been dead at the time.
Right. That Meek Mill.
Yeah, right. All right. I got a couple more here. One is significantly more difficult. He has 5 Emmy Awards for Outstanding Limited Series as a producer for HBO miniseries. That includes Band of Brothers, The Pacific, John Adams, and his 2015 miniseries with Francis McDormand, which was his last. Do you know what that's called? It was Olive Kittredge. I've never seen it, but yeah.
Never heard of it.
Apparently he won an Emmy because of it. Hank's first movie he directed was That Thing You Do. What movie did he start in with Julia Roberts, in which a middle-aged man loses his job and goes back to college, was his most recent directing job? I don't think I saw this movie either.
No.
Larry Crown? No? I'm glad I didn't ask those questions. By the way. I'm glad I didn't ask those questions because those are dumb. Those were
deep cuts.
Yeah, right. All right, and then the last, which company did Hanks' character work for in Castaway?
FedEx?
It is, yeah. So King doubling down on the victory.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, he had to prove it, and he just did, right?
Yeah.
Unlike somebody last week who couldn't fucking remember Wade Boggs. Jesus.
Yeah, fucking Zoltar. Zamboni, I should get half credit for that.
You got an Alabama Crimson Tide question, so
Yeah, the president question. What? There's only it was either him or Washington. Was it going to be like fucking Taft? I mean,
well, I don't really know how great, great, great generations work, so I was afraid it was going to be like Ronald Reagan or something.
Yeah, you don't know which like aisle I'm sitting on. I mean, they're both Republicans, right?
Right.
Right? I mean, come on. So clearly. We're here once again for all of your hot right-wing takes on the podcast. So thank you for sticking with us. All right, you guys got anything else before we bounce?
I'm good.
No?
Step your game up, Ski. That's all I got to say.
You doing that thing
I got
you
thrown
do.
Off by King singing is what
breaking
happened.
My heart into a million pieces.
You're fucking O-meters.
Like you always do.
Fuck me, I want to kill myself every time I hear that song.
But it's just so hard to do. Every day just doing that thing. I can't help just doing that thing. Why aren't you guys singing along?
Yeah, I don't know what you're waiting for there, bud.
Yeah. Ski wants to sing. Ski wants to sing.
Ski wants to.
Yeah, you could see it in his face. Ski really wanted to join in there. He was just feeling the peer pressure from me.
What was the name of their band in that movie?
Ooh,
it was something weird.
They
were two names, right?
They were called they're the Wonders, but they were spelled O-N-E, so they were the O-Needers.
The O-Needers, that's right.
Yeah.
Ah, good guess. Yeah.
Give me another half point, I win.
Yeah, the Wonders. I just did a search for that, and it said the Wonders are reuniting 24 years later.
King's going to be there.
Yeah.
Front row.
Guys, can I sing along with you? I love your music.
I can't believe I still remember that damn song.
No, everybody remembers that song because when it fucking came out, we had to listen to it for 2 years nonstop on fucking MTV.
K-Duck.
Ugh.
Hey, this is Valerie Steele. Oh, Barry McGuire. Time for the O-Deaters.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire.
And I'm Valerie Steele.
He was like a character, like Phil Hartman's character on The Simpsons or whatever.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from K-Duck.
Wonder what happened to old Barry.
I think he's still doing stuff.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's with
is still on K-Duck.
Who was with Storm Kennedy? Dennis Dakota?
Yeah, he's on
these are deep holes. KGN. Is yeah. he? Well, I don't. I'm not. KU, am I 80?
No.
I mean, good God, KUGN?
The only reason I know that is because I worked with the guy.
Yes, well, you have a pass there. But
He's a wonderful man, by the way. He really
I bet.
Is.
I
he's
bet.
A really good guy.
He I looks like somebody who wears very soft sweaters.
I have some judgment with him because he wears both Oregon and Oregon State gear on a regular basis. But, you know, it is what it is. I get it.
Libertarian.
Sometimes you got to play both sides of the fence. It's okay. You get it. Yeah. Politics, Eugene, Oregon, 2020. It is what it is.
He's just doing that thing he does.
And on that note, let's fucking leave and never come back. Wouldn't it be great if that was like the end of the podcast forever? Like King killed it by saying
going out on top right there.